Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Sundays are Giants days.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. All right, Chris. So as bad as last Sunday was, and we're on to Washington, right? We're on to Washington. And lo and behold, here comes the team that, you know, we've had success, a lot of success over the last few years. And it's the one team that Daniel Jones seems to play well against. They lost 37-20 last week, and if you look at the numbers, Baker Mayfield had himself a day. But we'll see if Jones can do anything close to that. But here we are to preview a game that the Giants need. The Giants have to win this game. We've talked about this. We really said you had to win the first two, but we didn't win the first one. This one is an absolute must-win for this team. And, you know, the good news is, like I said, there's been success against them. And Jones has played well, but, you know, it's gonna come down to Sunday. So here we are. Must win, baby. Week two.
Yeah, and Jerry, before we start, just, you know, thoughts and prayers to everybody affected at 9/11. Today is a very emotional day around this area, as you know, around the country, but especially around this area. So just keep everybody that was affected by that day, families, cops, firemen, EMT, everybody that was involved. So I just want to throw that out there today. I thought Dable did a hell of a job today. He started off his presser today with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it's 23 years now, right? So
yeah,
never forget, right? Never forget, although time...
It's getting more and more in the rear view, unfortunately, right? Like, it is what it is. But, I mean, good job by you pointing that out, too. I mean, I thought about that before we came on. But I was downtown today, and it's, you know, I have a couple options where I'm working. I can go midtown or downtown. Felt like being downtown today. So,
yeah. So I can imagine the scene down here, you know, today, right?
Yep.
Everybody around the, you know.
You still see the families walking. You still see the families walking in.
Oh, they're going to be there, Jerry, for the rest of,
It's just so sad, man.
Yeah. So just wanted to say that. So because today is a very sad day. So, yeah. So must win. Playing this team, a rookie quarterback, we talked about it. I think it is. You know, I think this is a defense that the Giants offense could do some things. And if they don't, it's going to get really ugly.
Yeah.
You know. So the Giants have to come out and play better football. Daniel has to play better football. If Daniel does not play better football and if he's not moving this team, if he's making mistakes, bad pick, a lot, I'm not quite sure he comes out of the locker room in the second half or wherever it might be. I would not put it past Dable to make a quarterback change in this one because obviously we all know Daniel really struggled last week and all that. And if it continues, you know, I could see a change coming down, you know, in this one. I could.
Yeah.
I could see them Dable going to lock. in this one. Because you look at the, you know, this Washington team. Now, they'll get better as the season progresses with Dan Quinn and his staff. You know, he brought over Joe Witt from Dallas and all that. And they'll get better, you know. But this is week two. They did not play well against Tampa last week. Baker had kind of had his way. Mike Evans, Godwin kind of had their way. Yeah. This secondary, that's just – they're not very good, you know. And I'm not saying Daniel has to go out and throw 390 yards on it, but he has to show some progress.
Right.
You know, they should move the ball here. You have to move the ball against these guys. Get the ball in the end zone and all that stuff. And you have the receivers and try to get aggressive and all that. I think you will see that being more aggressive this week. But Jerry, like you said, this is the potential to get real hot around here if they look bad. You know, it's all how you win in this league, how you lose in this league too, man. And last week was bad optics with that loss. And against this team, it'd be really bad optics. Yeah, especially a team, like you said, Jerry, beginning. Daniels always played well against. He's actually played better in Washington than at home against these guys.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, The Giants, I think, have won 8 of the last 11, 11 of the last 13, something like that against these guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, different players and all that, but against this organization.
What's Jones, 5-1-1 against them or something like that?
I think he is. Yeah, something like that. So, you look for like a lot of progress Sunday. That's, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and already, like you know, I mean, Jones is one thing, but you know, the buzzards are circling around MetLife for everything now. And I say that, I just mean like social media, and they start superimposing people on the sidelines already. It's like, okay, come on, like let's get a win, let's feel good for a week. And this is the team to do it against. Like you said, like this is a team they should move the ball against this defense. They still got those two monsters in the middle of their defense. But, mm-hmm. you know, pass defense, like you said, it's extremely suspect. If again, just like the Vikings were probably looking at Daniel Jones the way we were looking at Sam Darnold, I'm sure Washington's looking at our pass defense going, oh, it's suspect. So
absolutely. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, we should. Should be able to, if we don't move it against these guys, just put it this way. If Jones is moving against these guys, I again, like you said, not only is he going to come out, I don't know who he could move it against. Right. I have no idea.
I agree. Bro.
He's going to be able to pass against, Joey Z. Social media has been dreadful for the last few days, dude. You said a mouthful. Oh, guys, Giants equal ratings. Thanks guys. But yeah. I mean, what else can you say, Chris? This is a defense they should move the ball against. And, you know, and look, we'll break down both sides, but even on with them on offense, right? You know, it's funny. They have a name that's there that he's just a shell of himself. He's not even the starter, Austin Eckler. Like I have no idea what happened to him as why he's a backup, but you know, other than Terry McLaurin, you know, is there anyone on this offense that scares you? I mean, Jaden Daniels is going to be an exciting kid, but offensively, like, you know, are they a dangerous team, do you think?
Well, now with this rookie quarterback, I don't think they're a dangerous team yet, you know. But now Jaden could hurt you with his legs.
Right. You got it. He let him in rushing last week. Yeah.
You know, now, you know, as far as Austin Eckler, you know, I know Brian Robinson had more carries than him last week, but yep. I'm not quite sure he's added a game plan. We might see a lot of Eckler this week, and he's a good receiver, so you got to watch for that this week.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz, I think we know him.
Oh, yeah, right? another name.
I think Cliff Kingsbury was going to come out. I think they're going to try to establish a run on the Giants. I do. I think they're going to try with Brian Robinson and Eckler and try to get that run game going.
Yeah.
Loosen it up for Jaden a little bit, you know, and then try to do some things with him and, you know, and Terry McLaurin. And guys, look, they got, you know, Ed McCaffrey's kid, Luke McCaffrey, had a couple catches last week. Really like him. They'll try to work him in, you know, in the offense. And the Giants are going to have to stop the run here because if they're able to run the ball, that's going to loosen things up for Jaden Daniels even more. Yeah. And you're going to have to contain Jaden. You know, you can't let him ruin the game for you with his legs. And he will try to do that, you know. Now, Jaden's going to have to be real careful. I mean, he's not our problem, I'm saying, but he's not the biggest kid. You know, and he took some shots in LSU back in his college days. And if he's going to start taking some hits up here, he's not going to last long. But you saw last week, I think he had two rushing touchdowns last week against Tampa.
Yeah.
He'll tuck it in and run.
I think he had 88 yards.
I know he led the team in rushing, you know. and all that. But, you know, Brian Robinson is a good back. Eckler's a good back and all that stuff. And I think they'll get Austin more involved this week. And he's a guy that, you know, has a pretty good resume. And the Giants are going to have to account for him. They're going to have to stop the run, Jerry. If they stop the run here, we're talking that side of the ball. They stop the run and let force Jaden to beat them. At, you know, they should be, even though the Giants secondary isn't exactly very good either. But I think that'll be a very good heading for a winning recipe right there. So,
Kevin. Let me point out Kevin. I want to say it right. Kakamo. I hope I'm saying it right. Big Giants fan here. Listen to all the podcasts. This is my first live. Also, do you think who do you think will have a bigger impact this year, Drew or Newbin? Well, you basically picked the two of the highlights of last week. I don't know, both. I don't know right now. Who do you think, Chris?
Yeah, well, you know, Drew had an impact last week, right? Forced fumble. Taylor. Yeah. How about Tyler playing every damn snap? He was like, he pulled a McKinney last week, you know?
Yeah.
I think they both will. I tell you something, dude. You know, now that I was speaking about them.
Yeah, I saw your ex post. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to them today in the locker room, and I tell you, Drew Phillips, man, I was asking about his first experience in the NFL, first game, I should say, in the NFL and all that stuff. And I was like, talking about the forced fumble, you know, and I said, you know, CJ, I said, that dude's a truck, you know, coming out of that, you know, tell me what was going through you. He goes, I said, you had a forced fumble in your first series in the NFL. He goes, oh, my first play. You know, I say, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was actually your first play. He goes, no, it was my first play on the field. You know, I said, well, tell me what. He goes, well, I tell you what. He goes, I'm not afraid of anybody. He goes, I'm going to hit everybody out there. He goes, I don't care how big you are. He goes, I know that guy's a big guy. He goes, but I'm going to put my helmet in there. You know, I'm trying to make an impact. I loved it, dude. I asked him too. I said, Drew, you know, was it a helmet shoulder? I said, I really don't remember. I was watching for the press box. He goes, I really don't know what the hell I hit him with. He goes, all I want to do is just throw my body into him and blast him.
I thought it was shoulder, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, you could be right, Jerry. I really don't remember. And Drew didn't remember. That's the best part. I asked him, and he goes, I really don't remember. I just threw my body and wanted to blast him.
I love that he doesn't remember. I like. It's like he just made the play. I love that. There's an aspect to that that I like a lot.
I think you look at Tyler Newbin, another kid. Wants to be real physical, quiet kids. But at the same time, have that little like Tyler Newbin has that little bit like of that leadership in him. Give him more time. He's just one game in, first season with the Giants. That kid's gonna be a captain, in my opinion. He's gonna be a captain someday.
He gets very excited after plays too. I like that. There's a lot of enthusiasm.
Right, and both of them were just telling me today, we want to win games, man. We're looking to make an impact. These kids are wired the right way, you know. Like they want to. I gotta be honest with you, dude. They're like wired better than some of the veterans walking around.
When you posted that, I thought either he just spoke to them or he watched it on film again. I didn't know where it was coming from. So it was one of the two. But that's interesting that you said that, that you like the way they're wired even better than some veterans. That's interesting.
Yeah. I think, I kind of really like the way they approach, you know, and all that. And Drew, I'm so impressed with, man. And I asked him too, Jerry, about Justin Jefferson. You know, I said, you know, I've talked to rookies before, Drew, and a lot of times they'll say, wow, I'm lined up against so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I watched this guy for 7 years when I was in high school or I was in college, you know?
Right.
And I said, did you have one of those moments when you're like, wow, I'm lined up against, you know, Justin Jefferson, one of the best? He goes, no. He goes, not at all. He goes, I respect his game. He's a great receiver. He goes, but I was looking at it like, okay, let's roll. You know, he goes, as a matter of fact, he goes, I had a couple of my best reps against him, you know?
Right.
Just so I like that mentality, Jerry. I like that mentality. Kid's got respect for the opponent, but he's there to play football.
Yeah.
He's there to play football. Like, I'm here to knock your freaking head off. I'm here to win games.
Right.
And I think the Giants need some more of that. I really do.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to make a thing. I like that they only have, what is it, four captains now or five?
Five
captains. Yeah. But it is a quiet group, right? It's a quiet group of guys. Like, it's not. There's no one. No one's a fiery leader of those five, and I do miss that entree role type of attitude, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think you need that, especially on defense. I like it, you know. And look, Dexter Lawrence is the best player on the team. He deserves to be the captain.
Absolutely.
But I do like a dog. I like a leader like that.
And I think Tyler's going to be your guy, Jerry.
Yeah.
I think Tyler, give him a couple years. That's going to be your guy. That's going to be your fiery guy, like that Antrel role type guy.
Yeah.
And he's got to go out there and he's got to do it. It's his first game. You know, played every snap, though, which was impressive. Played pretty decent football. He's going to make some mistakes out there. He's just a kid. He's just a rookie.
I'm telling you, I'm going to stick with this comparison. He reminds me of Kenny Phillips, Kenny Phillips' first year. Like, he's that. He can,
right.
He can be a ball hawk, but he's a hell, it looks like a hell of a tackler.
Hey, oh, he's a physical dude, man. You know, you saw it again Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
So, Tibbs was supposed to be that guy. He's not that guy, Tibbs. You know what I mean? He's not that type of leader like that, Tibbs. You know, so Tyler Newman is he's going to be your Kenny Phillips, Jerry. You know, he's going to be your more Antrell Wall, in my opinion, in a few years, you know, where he's physical. He's going to be that fiery guy, you know, on the field, Jerry.
Yeah.
Pumping guys up, looking to knock people's heads off.
Yep.
To me, it's like, give me more guys like that, bro. You know?
Yeah.
I really like the makeup of both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them. You know, I know Drew only played like 16, 17 snaps Sunday. I think that'll increase as we move along.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But I really like them. I really like their makeup of what what they bring to the table. I really do. So we're getting back, you know.
Sorry, Daniel. Leader. How about leader? I like a leader. There you go.
Right. Go, so, you know, so talking about that, you know, so can't let Jaden run wild on you.
Yeah.
Let him beat you with his arm. Mm. That's the way Jane Bowen should be approaching this one. I'm sure he is. We can't let Austin Ekeler and Brian Robinson. They went with Robinson a lot last week. For all you know, the game plan this week could be Austin Ekeler. You know what I mean? We'll find out.
Yeah, and the reason I brought up Ekeler was just it seems like no one's talking about him. But like a couple years ago, he was one of the best all-around backs in the league. Is he just older now, Chris? Like,
it's just one game, and he wasn't part of the game. But we'll see as the season moves along, you know. He's been banged up too, you know. So, but he's still a good player, man. And he'll hurt you out of the backfield, you know what I mean, receiving-wise. So we'll see how to use him this week. Obviously, Jerry, if he's not much part of his game plan as we move along this season, then he's getting that running back age.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lot of carries, that dude, in his body too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so obviously as we move along, if he gets four carries against Sunday and it's mostly Rob, then the coaching staff has seen things, you know. But we'll find out because it's very, very early in the season. That week one, you could throw it out the damn window.
Yeah,
and
I'm not even talking about week one. It just seems like no one was talking about him. He went to the Commanders, but it's like, oh, no, Robinson's the starter, though. Like, that's kind of it just seemed like that was the attitude all along. And like you said, we'll see going forward. But, Ekeler, I guess he's just, you know, more of an afterthought, at least right now, than I thought he would be. That's all. But,
yeah. We'll see as we go along. Look, what's a good safety net for rookie quarterbacks or what? Like tight ends, right? Too. So Zach Ertz, watch for him to be a part of this game plan.
Ruin our life for the last 10 years.
You know what I mean? Right. I'm sure Zach Ertz is whispering right now in Cliff Kingsbury. We're playing the Giants this week. You know what I mean?
Get so, open. I'm open.
Yeah, I'll be open. You know, they don't cover tight. They haven't covered tight ends since Cole Banks was there. And all that stuff. So that's the way you got to approach it. They're gonna try to probably beat him on the ground. And the Giants can't let them run wild on them. You know, like I said, Giants were pretty good against the run last week. And then the second half, Aaron Jones started getting a little bit in that fourth quarter. They started getting some chunk yards and all that stuff. So we'll see how that works out.
I still worry the most about Terry McLaurin.
Good receiver, man.
I mean, it's one guy. If I could just make him a Giant magically, one of my favorite players in the league, man. You always have a guy on like a rival that you like, and he's the guy for me, man.
He's a good player.
He's a monster.
You talk about a guy not talked about a lot because of everything that's going on in Washington, right? But he's a solid player, man, right?
Yeah, he's a stud. And he's a combination of like, he's a nice big possession target receiver, but he can beat you deep too. Like, he's just a good, solid receiver. Does everything really, you know, the right way. But, look, I admittedly, like from a football standpoint, I'm excited to get a look at Jaden Daniels. And could be a pain in our ass for the next 10 to 15 years. But you brought up something that I, was a concern in college, the hits he took. Can't take those hits in the NFL, Jaden.
No, he won't last.
Get out of bounds or slide, right?
All he has to do is call Robert Griffin.
Right. Yeah, right. And another thing from the locker room, I saw you asked what the odds were on Kayvon and Jordan Reynon's fight. That was funny. I saw that.
Oh, yeah. They're having some fun with it. You know, whatever. Yeah. It is what it is. So, whatever. Everybody knows. I'm sure everybody knows.
So you asked about the odds. That was cool. So
Look, everybody wanted to lighten the moment up. I guess Thibodeau wanted to clear the air, whatever it might be, and we all had a little fun with it, and that's it.
But this is a big week for him too. No,
Thibodeau.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to start.
It's Washington. I'm sure he'll get a couple of sacks. He seems to really thrive on. Matter of fact, yeah. I asked him that today at his locker. You know, on the presser, I said, "You've had a lot of success against Washington. You know, what is it when you see those colors? You know?" And he's just like, "Ah, we play him twice a year. It's one of those things." Boop, boop, boop. So, and all that. So, look, you look at Washington's offensive line, and you say to yourself, "Man, Brian, if this is one game that Brian Burns and Thibodeau could feast on,
right?
It's against these guys, you know, Andrew Wiley, and they're going with Lucas and the rookie Coleman over left tackle, and they struggled last week, you know. And you look at it and say, okay, well, here you go. Here comes that Spider-Man, Brian Burns breakout game, and Thibodeau, you know, his sack and a half, two sacks, maybe a strip sack, that type of, you know, right. It's there. The potential is there. You're not facing Christian Darrisaw and Brian O'Neill, and you're not going to be facing, you know, guys like Tyler Guyton, who looks pretty good already for the Cowboys. Amazing on a draft. And Terrence Steele, you know, you're facing guys that you could do some damage on, you know. And Dex in the middle. You know, he basically has his way with everybody anyway. Yeah. And in this game, he could really have his way, you know, in the middle of that line.
Now, they signed Tyler Biadasz, like.
Yeah, from the Cowboys. Yeah, Dan brought him over. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think? Center, you know,
he's okay, but not up to. It's funny, like I would, you know, John Michael, what's his name? John Michael Schmitz aside, I would, you know, a couple of years ago would have killed for a guy like Tyler Biadasz, and for the Cowboys, he's just not up to snuff. Like, he's not their level of offensive lineman, you know. So,
they go out and they draft Beebe, who looks great in week
right.
one.
Unbelievable.
Well, you wonder why the Cowboys are winning divisions and talk. Well, look at their drafting, you know. So, hey, looks. Call me crazy, Jerry. I have a pretty positive feeling about Sunday with this Giants going into Washington.
Yeah.
This league, I said it to them, blue in the face. It's all about matchups in this league, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the Washington's offense against the Giants defense up front is not a good matchup for them.
Yep.
And I think the Giants are going to get some turnovers and take advantage of that. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say, Daniel's going to put 28 on the board. They're going to throw three touchdowns. Now he has proven nothing that he could do that. All right. But the one team that, hey, he does play well against in Washington is this team.
Yeah.
So I expect obviously a vast improvement from what we saw last week.
All right, guys, we're going to take a break and be right back after this. You'll listen to the Giant Insider podcast. Hang on 1 second. Rounding third base, 8-year-old Dalton's leg began to hurt. Despite over 3 years of treatment, including chemo and amputation and multiple clinical trials and surgeries, Dalton, or D, passed away at 12 years old from cancer. His parents and Giants fans, Jen and Will, formed Defeat Cancer to help discover targeted treatments and help kids like Dalton and the 16,000 American kids diagnosed with cancer each year. 100% of donations to Defeat Cancer directly fund pediatric cancer research. Please help them at www.defeatcancer.org. That's www.defeatcancer.org. Thank you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz, Bizignano. So Tom Tsotsis says, Chris, I wish I shared your optimism. Daniel Jones is lacking confidence and internal.
I know that, Tom. We all know that. We're very aware of that.
Not that. Not the cancer. Your comment. Your comment.
Speaking of confidence, and if anybody, Tom
Tsotsis?
You know, if you watch Dable's presser today, and me and Brian talked about Daniel's confidence for about 5 minutes today, about how he builds it up, how he has to get it confident like that. Dable answered my question. We went back and forth a little bit for about 3 minutes today talking about that subject right there. So I don't think there's anybody here saying optimistic that Daniel has confidence. I mean, but you look at the matchups, and you have to be a little optimistic against this team Sunday that the Giants offense could do some things. If they don't, Jerry, you might see Drew Lock trot out of that locker room in the second half and take over the offense.
If there's two interceptions in the first quarter, you might see him in the second quarter. But, yeah, I agree.
And I'm not going to argue that, brother.
Rich Savner, how do you get the ball to neighbors more, throwing the football? I saw that one, too. Dable, look, for what Dable – after the games, Dable is I get why Giant fans get like a little annoyed just because he's not going to give you anything. I get it. But sometimes during the week, man, when he gives an answer, cracks me up, like, throw him the football more. I'm just like, yeah, well, there it is. I don't take that as a shot at Daniel, but at the same time, it's, well, we have to get our playmaker the football. Otherwise, he's not going to be a playmaker. It's kind of self-explanatory. I just thought, I think Dable – when he says things like that, it's a little more fun to watch his pressers because it's a little snarky. Reminds me a little Parcells. But you know what? Tom also brings up another point here, and I've been talking about this week. This is David Carr with the Texans. Yeah, it kind of feels that way too, right? Like, it's a lot of comparisons you can use with Jones, but David Carr was, by the end of his Texans tenure, was shot, right? He was sacked so many times. You hope that's not the case, but I think we all believe right now that it is. In the run game,
I agree. It looks like he's shot. Forget.
In the run game, can the Giants do anything against this defensive line?
Well, those guys in the interior line are going to have to block those two monsters in the middle.
Right.
We've been seeing them, Jerry, for how many years now? Right?
Seems like forever.
Yeah, I think one of them, I think Payne had a sack last week. They both had pressures. So, yeah. So that's going to be a key matchup to this game. No question. Mm-hmm. Runyon and JMS and Greg Van Roten against those two guys. Because you look at this Washington team, Chase Young is gone. Last year he's traded, all that stuff at middle of the year. They don't have a legit pass rushing edge guy. They really don't. That guy, you say, okay, well, we got to account for him. Like, you know what I mean? Because this guy gets his 13 sacks a year and all. They don't have that anymore. Now, their big thing is Dante Fowles. He's a veteran. He could get some pressures for you and all that. But
always liked him.
But in the middle, those two guys could push the pocket.
Yeah.
They're very, very, very good in the middle, getting to the quarterback, getting pressure. So the Giants are going to have to contain them, to give Daniel to step up or Daniel, to try to do his thing. Guess give him some time to see if he can get down the field, get some guys open down there, The Malik Nabers of the world. And I think Jalen Hyde will be a little more involved this week. Slayton right now is in concussion protocol.
Yeah.
He was in warm-ups today in uniform, did not practice, okay? But that's a pretty good first step. But each player is different, passing these protocol steps, So we just don't know. I cannot sit here and tell you, okay, well, Slayton was out there warm-ups with the uniform on today, so he's going to play. No, we don't know how the head reacts. This is concussions. This is the brain we're talking about.
Yep.
You just can't – each guy is different. Some guys come back in a week. Some guys it takes 3 weeks. Some guys takes a month. Some guys take, all that. So can't speculate on Darius Slayton.
You said not really rushing from the edge. Our old friend Clelin Ferrell is on the team. That was a guy who was going to be a high. He was a high draft pick, or supposed. He was. I think he went like four overall to the Raiders
in the DJ draft.
He was the guy I wanted. So again, this shows you I'm not a GM. That was the guy I wanted instead of Dexter Lawrence. But he went four overall, I think, in that draft. Went a little higher than he was projected. I think it was more of a 10 to 15 guy. But that's the kind of guy that you get and say, all right, let's see what he's got left. And if he has anything, I think he's bounced around now. So to your point, they're trying to get anything off the edge. But the eternal Bobby Wagner is in the middle of their defense too.
Mm-hmm. First ballot like Hall of Fame of Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, and it's like London Fletcher, right? Like the Redskins are Commanders.
Jerry,
I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm going to get canceled. The Commanders have these guys, these middle linebackers that just play forever now. And Bobby Wagner is still, one of the best. Like you said, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Looking at the chat here. Yeah, look, Caitlin, we're not hating on DJ. I just think we're trying to tell the truth. I think,
Okay, I'm sorry.
Fans DJ love to hate.
DJ looked great last week. He is, without question, going to throw for 400-plus yards this week. He could be under pressure, guys in his face. He's going to throw darts, dimes, the money to people.
Caitlin did, she redeemed herself. Hope we throw the ball more. DJ needs to make decisions faster. The pocket's holding up better than last year. Yes. All right, Caitlin, there you go. All right. Good. Yeah. See, you're honest.
DJ had some time and opportunities last week.
Yes.
He has some time. He has some clean pockets to get rid of the ball at times last week.
Yeah. I'm looking at the comments here. I want to ask. There was a question I missed. Mark Bon Jovi, I don't want to grade drafts right now. I'm sorry, man. We'll do that another show later in the year. I don't want to grade.
We're gonna grade Mark. Mark wanted dead or alive Bon Jovi. There, we're gonna grade. Joe Shane's first draft after the season. We don't grade drafts until
we wait 3 years.
In.
Yeah.
We 3 years in. So especially last year's draft,
No, we just did the 2021 draft earlier this year. And that was something. Punt returning. Yeah, so Gunner's going to be out for a while, right?
Dable said today it's going to be weeks for Gunner, and possibly even IR. They're going to have to see down the road with him. So we'll see. I mean, I expect Slayton again, but now he might not be playing. So who do you go to now? We'll find out, you know. So,
but that would mean
if Slayton's not playing, you might see a Dory sighting Sunday.
Yeah, and if on the offense,
and if it's Eric Gray, I'm handing in my press credential and I'm done. Done.
I can't do this anymore. On offense though, Hyatt should see more snaps though with Slayton out.
Well, Slayton's out, definitely. Yeah, like Dable kind of explained it. He's like that third/fourth. Yeah. Each week could be different. More involved in the offense, you know. Obviously, now if Slay can't go with the concussion, then Hyatt gets a lot of snaps, you know.
Michael Sloan coming in from Western Australia. Does it not feel like we have lost an identity as a team? Yes, yes, it does feel like that.
About 10 years ago, Michael.
Very, very perceptive, buddy. Yes. I don't know what our identity is. I think it's trying to be a passing team, but for reasons we've discussed several times, we're not a passing game. All right, so running game. All right, so the passing game, Chris, like we said, look, it's going to be tough to run up the middle. Going to have to get those two monsters out of the way. Passing, look, like you said, dude, this has to be the week. This has to be the week that we move the ball.
Vinny DeFazio, Hunterdon County guy. Who's that?
You guys are great. Chris, former pro baseball, Hunterdon County, born and raised, represent. Nice.
Did you play for Hunterdon Central baseball? Just send us back the message there. I would imagine you played for Hunterdon Central. I know they used to have a very good baseball program.
Is that your school district, Hunterdon Central?
Yes. That's where my sons went, yeah.
So just so you know, okay. Our high school, Notre Dame, every year.
You went to Notre Dame University?
No. Every year, our Notre Dame high school.
I know,
pep
I know.
Rally would get so psyched to play Hunterdon Central.
Why is that?
And we lost. Because Hunterdon Central was good. I mean, I don't know if they are now. But back in the day, Notre Dame.
Football-wise?
Yeah, football.
Football, they're horrible now. They're trying to build back up. But
that's so funny. It used to be great.
Baseball and hockey is supposed to be really good.
Used to be great back in the day.
Yeah,
and Notre Dame was good.
Okay.
And they would play Hunterdon Central and lose. But we'd get that pep rally.
Yeah.
Was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
When I moved out here, Hunterdon Central football was not good at all. North Hunterdon went to Pennington Prep.
Oh, Pennington. Look at you, Pennington Prep. University of Alabama. Pennington Prep.
In Alabama.
Wow. So bougie.
Pennington Prep. That's a little up there, Vinny. A little upper class there, buddy.
I think nowadays that's like an $80,000 tuition for high school.
I'm not going to get into it, but that's a nice school there. So
pretty expensive.
Good for you, bro.
Nice job, Vin. 38 years old now. All right, we're interviewing Vinny now. Golf is the new obsession. There you go, Chris. All right.
So I talked about, you know, Jerry, I talked about Dable and confidence and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Getting Daniel going and all that stuff, you know, because, you know, Jerry, you can sit there, watch film. Oh, we should have did this. Yeah, I'm going to do this. We're going to do this next time. We're going to scheme this. But what breeds confidence is success, right? That's what breeds confidence. So Daniel has to go out there and play well. It's like, you know, to get some confidence, right?
Yep.
It's like golf, Jerry. Like when I'm playing golf, if I'm making 3, 4, 5, 7 straight great shots, and you go to the next tee box and you say to yourself, man, I'm gonna smoke this one 280 yards right down the fairway. You feel calm. And then what usually happens, a few holes down the road, you have some bad shots. And the next thing you know, you say to yourself, holy shit, could I even effing hit the green here? You know, it happens. But so what I'm saying is success breeds confidence. And that's what Daniel, you know, he's got to get some, you know, no matter what Dable and the coaches, we're going to do this, scheme this. Look what you did here. We're going to correct this. He's going to have to go out and do it, man, and get some confidence going, man. Because right now, I don't care what he said at his locker today, what Dable said to me today. Of course, Dable's given, you know, explaining about getting him confident. This kid's got zero confidence, bro. It's human nature, bro. You know?
Yeah.
His confidence has got to be shot, man.
His confidence was clearly zero last week. I mean, so, from the start of the game the whole game, he had nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, do we start Sunday with some quick receiver screens, a quick slants, a couple of hitches to get him going?
Oh, God, no. No receiver screens.
Me personally, Jerry, I'm like, you know what? I'm taking a deep shot down the field.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
Let's see if he could connect on a vertical.
Yeah.
get that confidence going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let him go back to the hole like you feel in golf. Okay, you know what? I just put 200 yards on the green. I'm putting for a bird. Let him get in that freaking hole and go, okay, I just hit Malik. Or I hit Jalen on a go. You know what? I got some confidence. What more can we hear? Folks, you got to hope this happens, brother. You know what I mean? Because it's very early in the season, man. You know, if not, if it's a suck show and all that stuff, you know.
Suck show.
It's going to be true lock time, man. And then Tommy DeVito time down the road. I don't know. So we'll see. Right. Like Richard Judge just said, you know, like Richard Judge, I am rich here. Jones has to give people something to believe. Exactly, Rich.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Give these people something to believe in. If that means coming out and hitting a big ball early down the field to get that confidence going, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Bob Papa just jumped on.
Bob Papa. Look at this.
They did sign a return specialist today. My mistake. I totally forgot yesterday.
Oh, he's giving us stats and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They did. That's right. A New Jersey guy. Obviously, they knew Gunnar was going to be out weeks and all that stuff. And Slay obviously might not be going. And not that he didn't give them much confidence last week. Slay anyway, they did bring in a guy Monday. I totally forgot about him. Thank you, Mr. Papa, for reminding me of that. And you might see
him. For those of you on the podcast not watching the live stream, Pop Papa lets us know that he played 17 games with Carolina last year, 37 punt returns, 8.7 yards return.
Yeah.
79-yard touchdown versus Chicago. Spent 21-22 with Minnesota, Newark native. And he gives the high school too. I can't pronounce it. Wickwahick. Is that? It must be New York somewhere. I'm sorry, man.
Yes. I don't know that. Thank you, Mr. Papa, for that.
Yeah.
There's your guy, bro.
And real quick, just want to Lax Pro 14s. Hard to watch his team between been listening to you guys for. Oh, by the way, sorry. By the way, been listening to you guys for years. Always appreciate your hard work. Love listening. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So's the cat.
There's the cat too, Susie the cat.
Jerry, that's what you know. You want to get some confidence going with Daniel.
Yeah,
you know, hopefully make some throws. Feels you know, get it going. And look, dude, that's what more can you ask for? How about getting maybe come out really running the ball well, then getting Daniel going. But you know, you look at this Washington defense, and this is a defense you should be able to move the ball on.
Come on, but I'm with you. Throw it down the field. Don't give me a. I just see like a wide receiver screen turning into a disaster. Like he just throw it down the field. You know, throw give me a 30-yard attempt, something. Mm. But don't give me these wide receiver screens to start the game. And I just think that can be disastrous, and then it's over. And like you said, dude, once Drew Lock comes in, if he comes in, it's Daniel Jones is never going to play again. Never going to come back in. It's over for us.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody today and it was saying to me about, you know, how you think he makes a Dallas game, Daniel, if he continues playing bad, or you think he makes the Cleveland game. And I was talking to this person today and I was like, dude, I don't think he makes the fourth quarter Washington game if he's playing like dog crap.
No, he doesn't.
I really don't. Dable just cannot stand on the sidelines and let this guy continue to look like crap. He's going to look like the biggest buffoon going. He's going to be like, what are you doing, Coach Dave? You know what I mean? What the hell's going on? You know, yeah. I don't think he makes game three, game four if he looks like crap. So look, like I said, Jerry, you know, last week Benjamin St. Juice struggled in Tampa against the Tampa Bay. Michael Davis, a cast off from the Chargers, another corner. They got the kid second round pick playing the nickel and corner and all that stuff. Guys like Malik, Jalen, Wandale, you know what I mean? You know, these guys could do some things Sunday, and hopefully that's what you see.
Everybody's got their comments on Jones. All right, guys, take one more break and be right back after this. You listen to the Giant Insider podcast. Hang on. And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris. Nobody beats the biz Ignano. Some good comments from Tom. Tom, I'm sure the Germans are thrilled to see the Giants and Panthers. Well, let's give it some time. I think the Germans
will see any football. I don't think it really matters.
I think Europe is like that, dude. When they go over there, there's jerseys from like every team being over there. Mm-hmm. Like if the Giants are playing the Panthers, you're going to see like Jacksonville Jaguars, random like Tony Baselli jerseys and stuff like that. So I think they'll watch anything, to be honest with you.
How you feeling, bro, about this game? You know, what are you thinking, you know, as far as – Giants, Washington, and all that stuff early in the year. Yeah.
I think it'll be a close game. We'll give our predictions later, but look, I can't throw in the towel yet. Like you said, week one, you throw it away. Now, if we won, we'd feel good about it, but we didn't. But it's Washington, right? And also, Chris, Dan Quinn is not the head coach as he is coordinator. I'm sorry. He's not, as defensive coordinator, I'm much more afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him as a head coach, right? But with a rookie quarterback, the secondary being that it is, the offensive line, like we just kind of named all the reasons the Giants should have success. Now, I still think they're going to make mistakes, but in the end, spoiler alert, I like the Giants this week. But I also think it's going to be a little higher scoring, believe it or not. Somehow.
Really?
I mean, it could be a defensive touchdown or something, but I just think it'll be a little higher scoring.
Right, right, right. Yeah, well, yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. I can't – with Jaden Daniels, how high are they going to go? I don't know, man. Who the hell knows? But like we said, that week one, these week one games, throw them out the effing window.
Yeah.
You start getting a feel on these teams now.
Yep.
And look, Washington defense is going to get better as the season moves along. I'm glad we're getting them in week two, because the next time you play them, they might have a much better defense,
Yeah.
Because Dan will get that going a little bit defensively, him and Joe Witt. They'll get that going as the season goes along, But Jerry, here's the other thing too now, right? The fans are really pumped in Washington. They feel they got their franchise quarterback, right?
Right.
They got rid of Daniel Snyder, that total and complete buffoon.
Yeah.
Right? They finally threw him out. I don't know, they threw him off a ship, whatever the hell they did with him. Okay. He totally, completely destroyed that franchise.
Yeah.
That we know.
I miss him. I miss him already.
You miss him already, exactly. So they got a new coaching staff, right? So these fans are gonna come Sunday. Their first game was on the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
These fans are gonna come and they're pumped up. I was on a radio station today in Washington, and it's just enthusiasm, Jerry, because they feel they have this is what a young quarterback does for an organization.
It's amazing the different feeling of the fan bases.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying they don't care if they lose, but they can live with it so much more. It's like, they're gonna be growing. When you have your quarterback, there's gonna be growing pains, you're gonna lose games, but the future's bright if you believe in the
guy. They got that big heavy weight lifted off their shoulders named Daniel Snyder.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That was
right.
A scandal-ridden
administration,
all kinds of crap coming down. Yeah. It's like a bad nightmare that they just woke up and said, wow, that was some nightmare we just had. This guy was his owner. It was a total, complete buffoon. Anyway, they have new ownership, right? The coaching staff, Jaden Daniels. So they're going to be pumped up, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to be fired up, this fan, because they look at the Giants like, well, we're going to beat these guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why shouldn't they?
They should.
Why shouldn't they?
Yeah.
They're going to be fired up. So the Giants are going to go in a building. And this is one of the reasons why I said, Jerry, a couple weeks ago, you better win this Minnesota game.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to be kind of going into a buzzsaw here in Washington because of everything that's going on with this organization. New ownership, new quarterback, these fans are going to be pumped up, man.
Yeah.
They're going to be fired up to win the first game of the year and play good football. Play against a team they look at and say, we could beat these guys, no problem. And I'm sure they look at it too, Jerry, this organization and the players, especially guys like Jonathan Allen and De'Ron Payne. We're sick and tired of losing to these damn guys.
Right.
Giants can't beat anybody, but they beat us.
Right.
If you don't think this, I remember last year.
Yeah, they were pissed.
I think it was Jonathan Allen.
Maybe it was Allen.
You might be right. It was either Payne or Allen. I remember after the game.
Yeah.
He was freaking pissed about all the losing, remember?
Yeah, I
saw him in a tunnel. I remember telling you this story, Jerry. I saw him in a tunnel, and he had a look on his face like he wanted to kill somebody. I remember walking by him and saying, wow, I wouldn't want this guy to get mad at me, man.
It was Jonathan Allen.
And I was like, man, I wouldn't want to piss this guy off because he looks like he wants to snap somebody's neck.
Yeah.
Because he went on he was pretty pissed off. So these guys are looking at it like, we're sick of losing to this frigging team.
Right.
So they're going to be fired up, bro. The Giants better meet their emotional. They better meet their emotion from the get-go.
Yeah.
They better be pumped up, ready to play, not come out half-assed, flat. Because Washington freaking is going to lay the wood to them, I'm telling you, bro.
Yep.
They're going to be fired up for this game, man. So So, Giants have to meet that emotional challenge.
So real quick, 1,300 folks watching. Thank you very much for this continued support. Sean asks,
did we lose anybody since Papa's been on? No?
No.
All right, I want to make sure. Papa kind of, you know, he kind of ruins it. No.
Yeah, it was kidding, up to like 20, it was up to like 2,700, and then massive drop-off.
I'm only kidding.
So the decision to move to, if they take Jones out, is that discussed with Shane, you think, or is that just all Dable?
That's Dable.
Yeah.
Joey telling Dable to do during the game and stuff like that. That's Dave's.
But is it you think it's discussed before the game at all or no? You think they talk about
it? That's something that could be, Joe talks about everything going, with Dable. He lets Dable run game plans and all that stuff. But are they sitting in Joe's office Friday afternoon saying, look, this, I'm making a change? And Joe going, okay, Dave, you do what you feel you got to do. I'm sure that is discussed, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that is discussed.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah. Pop.
Yeah, hang on. I'll go to Papa's now.
No, Pop. I'm going to jump on. Yeah. Are you driving down or what? I'm jumping in. Oh, you're coming up from Florida anyway. Yeah.
He needs to hop on the train to cover this game in person. Train down to
that stadium's the worst. I know. Stadium's the worst in the league. And I know Papa and Banks. I remember them saying that broadcast booth is just like, oh God, everybody complains about that damn stadium. It's the worst. You know what I mean? I tell you what, Pop, pull your strings, make your phone calls, and get me in the booth right behind you and call, and I'll be happy to go down, buddy.
How hard would it be for you not to comment? Would you be quiet?
Oh, no, I'm jumping in. Oh, no. I'm kidding. Call, what? Call, 1 second. Wait a minute. Did you see that A-gap blitz call? What are we, No. That's funny. No. So come on, Pop. You got a lot of power. Pull your strings. Get me in the booth. And all that stuff.
So,
I would drive down here anyway, bro. I would drive. I've driven down here before. I would drive down here.
Tom asks a sensitive question. What's more likely, ND beats Purdue or the Giants beat the Commanders?
Oof. What's more likely? I'm down on the Irish, man. But I think the Irish do. You know what?
Both.
I don't trust the Irish. Yeah, right. I don't trust the Irish. I'm on the road for two. I'll go with the Giants.
Oh, beating. Wow.
I have no faith in the Irish. I'm so sick of. Please don't get me started. Giants.
Wow. Papa says train Newark Penn Station to BWI, 20 minutes from the stadium. Rich says Jersey Transit needs to get better. Yeah, you're not taking Jersey Transit all the way down there, Rich. It's an Amtrak train. Yeah. So, yeah, Jersey Transit, they'll suck, though. All right, dude. You want to
Pop, you get me in the booth. I'll be happy to come down.
Want to get to
the
picks?
No, I'm only kidding. Gav, what are you saying? Don't you think?
No, you want to get the picks
or anything? You're probably right, Dan. You're probably right. I'm sorry, Jerry. What's up, bro?
No. I want to talk about the game more. You want to get to picks? Or we can
That's it.
Have people's comments.
That's it, man. People just keep asking questions. We'll try to get to them, but that's the way we look at it. Do I think it's going to be somewhat close? Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty close. Jerry, yeah, that's right. The booth is part of the press box there. That's right. So do I think, I think it'll be a close one, Jerry? I do. You know, we'll get into it when we go, we start doing the picks.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say is that the Giants better come out. And they better get ready to meet this team emotion. Because I'm telling you, they're going to be fired up. Washington is going to be fired up for the new regime in front of their home fans. You know what I'm saying?
So I know you had said that, I think you said this before, that you just, the hovering spirit of Bill Belichick, if things start going awry, just going to be talked about all the time. Now, I don't think it's going to happen ever, but how tired are you of hearing this already? Are you like just guys? That's all over social media. Yeah, social media. Just people are posting.
No. From the media.
I don't know. I don't know who's posting.
Social media goes in one. Most of it goes in one ear without. You know, one ear without the other. No, I'm not. I'm not even thinking about.
I think one.
I'm sure media, people are putting it out there. I saw somebody in a blue jacket the other day. So
yeah.
I'm not thinking. We're not even remotely.
Yeah.
Even remotely close to any of that.
Susie's pissed. She wants the Giants to win.
But one thing, like I said, Jerry, the other day, an ugly loss to this team Sunday, you know, and the seats start to get hot. I hate to say it, but seats, because in this league, I'll say it a million effing times, it's how you win and how you lose in this league, man.
Yeah.
It really is. And last week, the optics were really bad and
all around.
The 100 legends, the 100-year anniversary, the weekend, Thursday night fight, the Giants had all kinds of ceremonies for the families, dinners. It was just an absolute incredible weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about it, right, numerous times. You got to go out and get this win on this weekend. It's special. Vikings, stuff. And to lose that way is just very bad optics. In this league, it's about how you win, how you lose. If the Giants would have lost 23-20, you know, they get a late touchdown or J.J. burns them or whatever it might be, right?
Right.
Well, the Giants lost, but you feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
You lose 28-6, pick six is the quarterback, not playing well, not going his way, all
not
kinds be, of
not things. Not being competitive.
Right. The Giants, really not a lot of answers for what Flores was doing.
Right.
Kevin O'Connell, who's excellent in my opinion, calling just a great game and all that stuff. The optics was just bad, right?
Yeah.
The optics were bad. So that's what could happen here, Jerry. If you come in here and you're getting smoked by Washington or you're losing 17-0 the second quarter, and you lose a 24-7 game, something like that, Jerry, it's going to be very bad optic the way you lose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. But you don't want any of that, bro, because it's going to get ugly around here very fast. And it's September 11th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in that case, whatever, Jerry, whatever Sunday is, September, you know, figure it out. I'm not too bright.
No, I know. It's week two is all you have to say. It's week freaking two. And you're going to feel like the season's over, and it's just unacceptable. Season's going to be over before freaking –
Nobody's even talking about Bill. I see he does not want the dinosaur. Bill.
Well, no, what's his name? I thank you, Dan. Edelman said it on The Herd. Not that Edelman's anything, but he's someone in the media.
Julian Edelman, you know, God bless him, great player. But, a lot of these people who make these comments
say
already
–
they don't know what goes. They also don't know what's going on with the building the building or what's.
And that was my point to the question. Like, you know, it's going to get very old very quickly to keep hearing that over and over again for something that is very unlikely. That's all. So, all right. Yeah. Giants carb crush. They do. Giants always seem to lose.
Yeah.
During the celebratory events going back to Sims. No, Sims was against the Cowboys. Lawrence Taylor's was against the Vikings.
What was the 35-0 game, Jerry?
The Cowboys 35.
No, I know. Which retirement thing was
Sims?
That was Sims. Okay.
Opening night, Monday night. That was after 94. They were 9-7 in 94. 95 opening night, Dallas. Here we go. We got Herschel Walker. We just drafted Tyrone Wheatley. 35-0. First play of the game, Emmitt Smith's waving to Philippi Sparks.
Jerry, the only game I was talking about this too. With Johnny Schmelick from the Giants. I was talking about this the other day. It's funny that guy asked that because the last time I remember winning a special, I'm going to put it as special. Okay.
Yeah.
It could be retirement, but to me, it was when Wellington Mara died.
Yeah.
And the Giants came out. Remember, Jerry, in 2006 or 5, whatever it was.
36-0?
They won 38-0, I think it was, or 35-0 or 30, something like that. I was there. Where's Papa? He remembers this.
I think it's 36.
He remembers this stuff like the top of his head. If he's still on, he'll chime in right now.
Giants.
It was like 38-0 or something, whatever it was. 36-0. Richie M is saying, what was it?
36-0.
Richie M is saying 36-0. 36-0. And the Giants came out after Wellington Mara died against the Redskins. Yes. Redskins, too. We're right.
Yes. We can say that then.
It was Redskins at the time. And the Giants. Papa's saying
no, he's wrong. Papa's wrong. I'll tell you right now.
No, I'm calling Papa, learn the game, will you? 36.
Calling you out, Bob. You're wrong.
If you got to chime in, be right, will you? 36. It was 36-0. So, but everything else after, I mean, everything else around that, right? Retirement numbers and all this stuff. The Giants have freaking getting beat every damn and how they come out.
The only other one I could think of, Strahan. That was the other one. That was the only other one, Strahan, against the Eagles. When you said that fans were saying you better not start with that E-A-G-L-E-S shit.
Oh, yeah. We were ready to throw people off the balcony that day.
Yeah, because I was worried about it. I was worried they were going to do their stupid chant where they spell the team's name.
That was the game. Right. That was a good memory, Jerry. That was the
Long term is great. Short term, don't ask me about today, but long term, phenomenal.
Jerry, exactly. Yeah, we were ready. We were ready to throw the Eagle fans right off the freaking, right out of the top deck. We were going to throw them right off the deck. We said, don't even think about it. And they didn't either. You know, they shut the hell up. They knew we were serious up in second 306. They knew we were serious, but, that's a good one. So it's too dope.
Yeah. So I got to point out these two. Daryl LeGrand, if they win, thank you, Daryl. First off, thank you. If they win 5 to 8 games, you give this regime.
Yes.
So the question for the podcast, folks, sorry. If they win 5 to 8 games, do you give this regime a chance to get their quarterback? Absolutely. Yes.
Guys, that's the goal.
That's the point here.
That's the goal here with John Mara. He wants Joe Shane and, you know, Dave's to
Get their guy.
John knows they want to get their guy. They tried it with Drake May. You know, they tried to get it. It didn't work. Next year, they're going to pivot again. And John would like to see Dable, who did a phenomenal job with Josh Allen up in Buffalo, and Joe Shane get their guy, you know, get their quarterback.
And Chris, have a rookie contract for a quarterback.
That kind of helps, right, Jerry, with the salary cap? That kind of helps. You could sign a lot more guys.
Yeah, 4 years, and then you got a fifth-year option. That's why you take him in the first round for the quarterback. Yeah. So, yeah. And Tuto, of course. Thank you, all as always. Massive salutes and respect to Jerry, Big Jerry and our paisano, Chris, and all diehard Giants fans across the pond. Greetings from our entire rugby squad. You're the man, Tuto. Freaking Giants legend, this guy. Everybody loves Tuto.
Can I say something that really annoyed me Sunday night watching the Lions and of Rams? Sure. Can I just say something quick?
Say anything you want.
Watching Kevin Zeitler play right guard.
Oh, yeah.
Watching Kevin Zeitler play right guard.
Even Papa loves Tuto. Sorry.
Paisan. I'm saying to myself, I'm watching Kevin. I saw Kevin at the joint. I was actually talking to Kevin for like a minute at the joint practice. In August, Jerry, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to myself, could somebody explain to me why we don't have Kevin Zeitler on the Giants anymore? And it was because of Kenny Golladay. Mm-hmm. Because remember, Dave wanted to free up space, and he brought in Golladay, and we all know how that worked out, right? And I'm saying to myself, you know, Zeitler played at a high level with the Giants, right? Mm-hmm. He goes to Baltimore, plays at a high level for them. I'm sure Baltimore right now is like, damn, we couldn't fit this guy because, you know, they got a rookie playing right guard for me now. And then he goes to the Lions and he's next to Penny Sewell and he's, you know, and he's going to fit right in with them, the veteran that he is. Yep. Still a solid guard. And I'm looking at Kevin Sunday night. I'm like, tell me why we don't have Kevin Zeitler on his team still. You know what I mean? I was like, what? You know, like, what? Oh, boy. You know, so
sad. And when you say it's because of Kenny Golladay, it hurts even more.
Yeah, we all know that worked, right?
Yeah.
So, Tuto. Papa, look at Tuto. He's responding to you.
Bob Papa, much love and respect, mate. God's blessings and grace. Always says such nice things, too.
Tuto, when you come to the States, man, we gotta
hook up. God's blessings and grace.
We gotta get this guy on the podcast. We gotta hook up, man.
What a nice guy.
You know, he's Italian, Jerry. You know what it is.
No, we're all awesome. Yes, all of us Italian people. How about some positivity? You guys are like Debbie Downer. It's one of a game. All right, Bradley. Sorry. Thanks. I mean, come on. Okay. Yes. We are trying to be positive.
I was the only one saying throw out week one. Try to get Daniel. There is a one person on, and that includes Jerry Foley. Well, rightfully so. You know what I mean? It's like who's saying anything positive about Daniel. Everybody wants Daniel, the parts unknown.
Yeah.
I'm the only one basically on the planet, right, Jerry? You could argue me this if you want. No. That's saying throw week one out the window and let's see if we could get something going here with Daniel, especially he's facing law. And now here's a guy saying I'm a Debbie Downer.
Well,
I mean,
maybe he's talking to me. Maybe he's talking
No, he's talking to both of us, but folks, we're saying it like it is.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? I was so happy they lost Kevin Zeitler. He stinks. He's not good at all, Zeitler. That was a great move back then because Golladay had 32 touchdowns in 2 years and Zeitler is a tomato. He can't play God. Okay.
All right. Almost at the hour. Week two. Chris is only up 2 games.
You took only? What did you expect to be up?
You expected me to be up five games or something?
Well, when I watched Thursday night and Friday night, you were already up two. I thought
this is going to be
a four-loss week for me. But we differed on one other one. We differed on Raiders Chargers. You had the Chargers, but you had the Commanders in an upset, so we evened off there. So,
what the hell was I thinking?
I don't know. I listened to it though. I actually rewound it again. I was like, wait, did you just say Commanders? You said upset special. So, and I thought you were going to take the Rams in an upset special, but you didn't. So.
Oh, and I was thinking about it too. I really like that Ram team, but not
you. Almost did.
I had them win in the West. Oh, West. West. You know, yeah. They're banged up so much after week one.
But it's funny because I was like, "Oh, say it, Chris," because I don't remember what you pick all the time. I'm like, "Oh, say Rams, Chris." Say, "Oh, no, you went with Lions."
I was close, Jerry. I was close. I was thinking about it. Eddie lost in overtime, man. Rams, another hell of a game between those two teams. Like delicious.
Liam said, "Too little hog, too much Molly." That's awesome. Nice. All right. Guys, almost 1,500. If 20 more of you can join me, hit 1,500. So thank you. All right. First game tomorrow night. This will be a good one, dude. Bills at Dolphins.
Josh Allen's had a lot of success. Even last year's loss in Miami, Josh Allen had a couple late turnovers. I remember right, a red zone turnover, but they kind of should have won that one. But Jerry, every year is different. I'm not crazy about this Bills team. They'll hang around. They'll win games because of Josh Allen's greatness. Mm-hmm. But I like Miami in that track meet. You know, they're going to be out a couple of backs, but Jeff Smith's a good back, and they might have to bring in that kid from Tennessee, Wright, who is a burner. Fits in well with Mike McDaniel, what he wants to do down here in South Florida, and that is treat each game like it's a damn track meet. I like Miami, bro. I like Miami. I think Miami will whip up on Buffalo tomorrow.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Uh-oh.
Chris.
Yes,
Jerry. Can the Bills possibly move on from Josh Allen because of their cap issues next year or no? You think they'll ever consider trading him? Because, like, he's taking
Jerry,
up a lot.
Who took over your body? Did I just hear that correct? Just say they might move on from... Now you're deflecting. You're bringing on Papa's stat.
Josh Allen backing me up here. 6-0 on Thursday night games.
That's nice, but every year is different.
Richie, wait. Apparently, I'm Richie M is my burner account because he was just going to ask.
I think both of yous are on some serious drugs. Why would Buffalo want to move on from Josh Allen?
Because I think they have serious cap issues.
Jerry, they'll make it work. Does Jerry Jones every year. And he just gave Dak $60 million.
Okay.
Jerry, Allen is one of the best quarterbacks in football.
I know. I'm asking for a franchise in need of a quarterback. Tuto, I mean, you're the man. If you ever tune into Sky Rugby, ever witness my work on deep pitch, you would love me even more, mate. Sheer power and strength breaking. All right, I have to do this. I have to.
Yes, we got to do this, Jerry. Yes, yeah. We have to do this.
Yes.
Tune into to Sky Sports Rugby. I'm writing this down right now.
Pay-per-view. Yeah, please.
Yes.
Can you text it to me so I don't forget?
Okay.
I don't have a pen. That's why I'm asking. Stenographer here.
Please come prepared, will you?
Liam asking, have you been getting high without me, Jerry?
They will move on. Bob Papa says they will move on from coach before moving on for Josh Allen. I agree with that. I think Sean McDermott might be a guy that, might be, if it doesn't work out down the road here, could be moving on from. So.
All right. Okay.
They still haven't gotten over those, 19 seconds in Kansas City there when they blew that game. Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott.
Sean Allen's also on drugs because he was thinking about Allen also. All right. These are the stupid rumors that get started that Chris gets really annoyed about. And I actually I've started this one. So not rumor, but speculation, question. That's all.
Did you see that somewhere, Jerry?
No.
Who the hell put that out there?
Thinking about it for a while. Jay Farry says, no way in hell a team trades a top quarterback. All right, Jay. Okay. All right. Next one. 1 o'clock Sunday. 49ers at Vikings. Apparently the powerful Vikings.
Yeah.
I'm going 49ers.
I'm going to go with the 49ers. Yeah.
I think they're the best team in football. Most balanced.
Jerry, can I say something quick?
Sure. You don't have to ask.
Trent Williams.
Yeah.
Just basically comes steps.
Fountain of youth.
Out of the airport. Okay, guys, I'm here. Where's my pads? Is this Jerry Foley or Jerry Garcia?
Bob Papa taking shots. A little ganging up now by the Paisans. A little bit. All right.
Trent Williams,
jumps out of the airport, jumps in an Uber, goes to San Francisco. Okay, where's my helmet? Get me my pads. He goes out there and plays like he didn't miss a beat. What? Blowing Jets off the line of scrimmage and run plays. Right? I mean, it was remarkable to see that guy Monday night, without any preseason training camp snaps. He just goes in there like he didn't miss a beat.
And
first ballot Hall of Famer. Tremblay is one of the best I've ever seen.
And it contributes to the whole no CMC, no problem. Ran all over him. Unbelievable.
Ran all over him. Great system, Shanahan. Remarkable. You know what? I tell you, great coach, right? Kyle, Jerry?
Yes.
I said this last year when the Giants were playing the Jets. You want to beat the Jets? Run the outside, out the C gaps. Run outside those tackles,
right,
brother.
Right.
That's how you beat. Well, Shanahan was destroying them the other night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know Kyle, you know, he threw me a few texts. Chris, what do you think about this game?
Right. He was consulting.
You want to do yourself a favor, Kyle?
Right.
You know, run those outside zones, run the C gap. Can't stop it. They didn't stop it. Next game.
Chargers at Panthers. I think I'll go Chargers on that one.
Who's got it better than us? Jim Harbaugh, bro. Like, he says it all the time. Who's got it better than us?
I'm like,
well, I lost you there.
I'm like, well, I don't know. Chris, I like this podcast a lot. Nobody.
Look, I don't like Jim Harbaugh as a person. I really don't. But the bottom line is this. The guy can coach football.
Yeah. Yeah, he can.
And you know what's amazing about Jim Harbaugh, Jerry? The guy was an NFL quarterback.
Yep.
Nobody's got it better than us. Right. The guy was an NFL quarterback. But he builds his system and his philosophy. He did it in Michigan, right? San Francisco, run the ball, right? Let your quarterback sort of be like not a game manager, but I don't want this guy throwing 40 times to have to win a game. And good defense.
Yeah.
This guy was a quarterback and a pretty good one too, mind you, right?
Yep.
But his philosophy, you saw it in Michigan. They ran the ball. They had great defenses. J.J. McCarthy did what he had to do and all that stuff. And you see it already here with the Chargers, dude.
Yeah.
It's amazing because the guy was a former quarterback. That's why I say that. And you go to see his – that's what he's going to snap on his team, you know?
Yeah.
And Joe Alt – yes, I was just about to get to that, Papa. Thank you, my Notre Dame guy, Joe Alt. Right? Phenomenal against Max Crosby. When Jim Harbaugh said at the draft time and they asked him about drafting an offensive lineman instead of a receiver, what did Jim say? He said, what are you talking about? Offensive linemen are weapons. I thought that was
good thought.
Great what Harbaugh said. That's the way Jim looks at it. And they got a good, damn good line there. And I think they're going to – Carolina to me, Jerry, they just lost their best defensive player for the year. Okay? Mm-hmm. Bryce Young, we talk about Daniel being shot. I look at Bryce Young and I see a kid that looks friggin' shot.
Yeah,
I just don't know that kid.
And again, I went to a Bears Carolina game last year, and again, it was one game, but I watched him live, and I was like, wow, this I don't get it. I'm not seeing it,
and it's not a good first thought the other day. And no. Jerry, if he doesn't start progressing, Dave Canales is going to start looking for a quarterback next year, and John Toronto, our other fellow Paisan,
Hello, fellas. Sorry, didn't realize it was Wednesday. Thanks for the shout out on the revival last night. Appreciate it. Love you guys,
John. We love you, Johnny. We know. Thank you again, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, Dubs Drivel, he came in from, I think, Utah for that game Sunday and basically talked about he messaged on YouTube, responded, like, what a great time he had, regardless. Like, that's a Giants fan, right? Like, he come in, they get their ass kicked, but you meet everybody and had a good time. And I think he went to Fan Fest as well.
Right.
Like, I wish they could have won for people like him. Seriously. Like, good dude. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we got some cool followers, man. John,
We got some great followers, brother.
Really do, man. My God. And we're over 1,500 now.
So, got some great followers. Me and Jerry really mean this from our hearts, man. Yeah. We really appreciate you guys, man.
That's why I try to respond to, like, the direct messages and the messages on YouTube. Like,
really
appreciate it, guys. Really.
Really appreciate it.
Folks,
quickly, if anybody's wondering about Carl Banks coming on tonight, Carl is in Louisiana. He texted me this morning. I'm hoping he got out. He was trying to get the hell out of Louisiana. They were getting hit with a storm down there. So Carl, we'll hopefully have him on next week. So hopefully he's safe. You'll get the hell out of Louisiana.
He's got to get back here, football Sunday and all that stuff. So,
Saints at Cowboys, Chris.
I'm gonna go with Dallas, man. And
have to.
And Jerry, right off the bat, I'm looking at some of their draft picks this year. And game one, they're contributing already.
Yep.
It's Will McClay. Folks, look him up. He's not even a GM. And he's the best GM in football. Look him up. Dallas guy. Probably one of the best in the business. So
I like Dallas. Get Jerry Jones like away from decision making, right? That was it. That was the key.
Even his son tells his dad to shut up at times. We're going to go with this guy. So, hey, Jerry, I'm going to go with Dallas at home. I know the Saints look phenomenal last week, but it was Carolina.
No, I'm with you.
Stuff. I like the Cowboys at home.
Same. Colts at Packers.
Packers are going with their backup. The Colts are going Richardson. That's a tough one now because Malik Willis is playing. They're still kind of like holding out on Jordan Love with a little hope. I don't see it happening. I think it'll be Malik. And I'm going to go this is a tough one.
I'm going Richardson. Colts.
Man, I'm going to go with the Colts too, man. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Colts though.
You differ any yet? Yes, the first one. Browns at Browns at Browns at Jags.
Wins bad. Look at him. What?
What's that?
This guy wins these wins bad. He's already talking about differences already.
I do.
Browns
at
who?
Jags. Browns at Jags.
Oh, Jaguars. I like the Jaguars. I do not like Deshaun Watson one.
I don't like him for a number of reasons, but.
I'm talking just football.
No, I know.
The other stuff, yeah, obviously, yeah.
I'm going to go, and the guaranteed contract they gave him, holy crap. I'm really struggling over this.
They're going to be wishing they had Joe Flacco soon.
I'm going to go Browns on the road because I don't want them to be 0-2 when we go in there. So I'm going to go Browns on the road. It's a stupid reason to pick them. Jets at Titans. Now, look, I thought the Jets are one of the better teams in the AFC, and the 49ers smacked them around. Really just outclassed them, right?
Manhandled that vaunted day.
But Jets have an easy stretch coming up. I'm going to go with the Jets in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Will Levis scares me. He literally gave the Bears the game. The Bears had no right winning that game last week.
Did you see the still shot of him on his knees?
Yeah, that toss to the sideline, underhand side, whatever the hell he did was inexcusable. It cost him the game. Bears had no right winning that game. I'm not a big Will Levis fan. He's going to have to prove a lot, but I like the Jets. I think the Jets defense will come back and play much better against these guys. I like the Jets, though.
And for you Jet fans, I know I have Jet fan buddies who listen. Just FYI, Hassan Reddick is not going to help you in the run game. So you better shore up that run defense, because he's not going to be the guy that comes in and helps. Buccaneers at Lions. Baker Mayfield. By the way, dude, I'm almost vindicated on Baker Mayfield now in his career. Like, I loved him coming out of college. I'm glad, at the time we took Barkley and we didn't have a choice, but I love Baker coming out, man.
I know you did. Yeah. Yeah. I tell you what, bro. Papa, are you still on? Nobody really is talking about this. If Papa's still on, that little stint he did with Sean McVay on the Rams.
Good point.
Nobody's talking about this.
Yeah.
Yep. But that little stint he did with Sean McVay, I think that really, really, Jerry, gave him confidence, man. I think he really, and he's been good for the last 2 years in Tampa Bay. I really feel like Sean McVay really helped him. And thank you, John Toronto.
$10 more. Happy birthday, Chris, tomorrow.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
How old?
58.
Okay, nice.
And Mr. Papa's coming up too. I think he's like the 16th, the 15th or something. He's coming up. I know he's right around me too. So he's another birthday in the house.
What sign is that? What's that?
We're Virgo to Virgins, Jerry.
Okay, Virgo, right.
The Virgins, Jerry.
Right.
you're not touching that one.
No. Just going to let that one go.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought, actually. So your point about Baker, yes, it was a good one. Yeah, no one's talking about that. Right, yep.
I just think Sean McVay really helped him out when he did that, when he played for the Rams there, and he's been very good since.
Speaking of Sean McVay, Rams at Cardinals, 4 o'clock.
I'm going to go with the Rams, even though they're really banged up. I don't like this Cardinal roster.
See, Kyler Murray said it's not his job to get Marvin Harrison targets or something. It was a stupid comment.
I didn't think it was his job. Yeah, no. Whose job is it, by the way?
My God.
Jonathan Gannon?
Oh my God. Oh, that's awesome. Actually, that's what your job is precisely.
I thought that was his job. Yeah.
I'm going to go Rams as well. Bengals at Chiefs. Bengals off of a tough loss in. They're not going to beat Kansas City in Kansas City. I'm going to go with the Chiefs, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Hollywood right? Brown might play. I'm going with the Chiefs too, man. This Chiefs team is might be better than 1-1 Super Bowl.
And now they have like the receiving targets, right? Other than Kelsey.
It's amazing, right? So they're a little bit deep in the wide receiver room this year. I like the Chiefs. Yeah. I don't like this Bengal team at all right now.
Nope. Steelers at Broncos.
I think the Steelers defense is going to absolutely destroy Bo Nix.
And is it? It's going to be Fields, right? That's not Russell.
Justin Wilson, Fields right? for the Steelers, yeah.
Yonkers
I think Steelers. The storyline in that game will be what the Steelers defense does to Bo Nix.
Same. I'll go Steelers. Bears at Texans. I'll go Texans at home.
I agree with you. I think Texans whip up on them.
That's Sunday night. Monday night, Birds at Birds, Falcons at Eagles. I would love to take the Falcons, but that'd be stupid. I'm going to go with the Eagles. Barkley probably have 45 touchdowns in that game.
I'm going to go with the Eagles, too. Cousins didn't look too good in week one. Looks like he's still getting back from that Achilles. I'm not crazy, really. I like the defense a little bit, but I think the Eagles would be too much for them Monday night.
So I'll just say one thing about the Eagles, Chris, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Eagle fans like to thank us all the time now when I see an Eagle fan. Hey, thanks for Barkley. Thanks for Barkley.
Oh, I got those texts today, bro. It's funny you say that.
We didn't trade him. You signed him. Just know, guys, all you Eagle fans listening, your quarterback is going to keep you from anything great. Just remember, okay? That's it. Talk all you want. You have a great line. You got a great running back. You have weapons coming out of your ass on offense.
Yep.
Your defense is struggling. But your quarterback will keep you from anything great.
There it is. Not going to argue that, brother.
There it is.
I can argue that.
F Philly. Thank you, Dan, man. Nice. All right. And finally, the most important of the game of the week, September 15th, 1 o'clock, year of our Lord 2024. Who do you got, Chris?
I think the Giants defense is the difference in this one. I think the Giants up front are going to force some turnovers on Jaden Daniels. They're going to get to him. Maybe a strip sack here and there. I'm not going to say that our offense is going to light it up. That I would be out of my mind to say that. I think they will be better. Mm-hmm. I think the defense is going to make some plays that put them in position. And I like the Giants in a close game, like a 20-16 game, Jerry.
So I'll go 27-24 because there'll be a defensive touchdown in some way. But I'm saying Daniel Jones is going to throw for around 250. And he's going to look functional. I have to think that. Like, again, because if it doesn't happen this week, it's literally never going to happen. Because if it doesn't happen this week, he's probably not going to play again. So I just think, and you know what, Chris? I watched the interviews with him, and it's not just because he's a Giant, because he's, I want him to do well. He's a good kid. It's just, I just think he's broken. I'm just saying, I want him to do well, dude. So.
Yeah, and we talked about the other day how a quarterback has to elevate his team when they're not playing well, you know, and you look at Daniel and say, could Daniel do that? Has he done it? You know, and he had flashes of it in 2022, don't get me wrong, but I just don't see that. But this week we're talking about, and we both like the Giants in a close one, I guess, right?
So, yeah, 27-24. John Toronto says 27-21. All right, good stuff, dude.
I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the Giants, I think the Giants are going to win.
Yeah, right. Me too. Yes. Sorry to be negative. Giants are going to win, and I'm rooting for Daniel Jones. Let's know. I'm rooting for Daniel Jones, guys.
So. No, you're not. Stop. You're a downer.
Yeah. All right, dude. Anything else?
No. Enjoy the games, everybody.
All right, guys. We'll live stream again. People seem to like it. It's a therapy session, so. Thanks, guys, and happy birthday, Chris, tomorrow. Everybody want to sing happy birthday at once?
No. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You like that? Thank you. Center of attention? Not so much?
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much, but no.
All right, guys. Sundays are Giant Days, and tomorrow's Chris's birthday. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.